Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. My name is Spencer, and I'm glad that you are here. Hey, let's talk about the words. The first word is the second form of the word evidence. This one is a transitive verb from circa 1610. To offer evidence of, and the synonyms are prove and evince, which I guess, yeah, we'll see that in the next episode. I believe I mentioned that somewhere evince came up in the previous episode. So yes, evidence, you are evidencing, you are providing the proof of the thing. You are offering the, here you go, here's some evidence for you to look at and enjoy. A synonym, another one, is the word show. I am showing you the proof. Ooh, my sound effect is going to be... Next is evident. This is an adjective from the 14th century. Clear to the vision or understanding. If it is clear, if you understand it very well, then it is evident. Some of these definitions are evident to me. I can understand them very well. Some of them are not evident. This is from, the Latin verb. Is it a verb? It's a word. Evidens or evident, which is from the e prefix plus vident or videns, which is from the verb videre, which means to see. And there's more at the word wit. So if you can see it. Now, this is interesting because clear to the vision or understanding, to see. So it's from the verb to see, so you can see it. But you put the E in front of it, and that usually makes it kind of like the opposite in some way, which it's not doing here. It's very confusing. All right, we have a whole big block of synonym information for evidence, so we must read it. We have to do it. We can't skip it. Evident, manifest, patent, distinct, obvious, apparent, plain, and clear mean readily perceived or apprehended. How many were there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 synonyms. What? Evident implies presence of visible signs that lead one to a definite conclusion, as in an evident fondness for sweets. I have always had an evident fondness for sweets. I'm trying to be better to minimize my sweets, though. I think I'm doing okay. I'm sure, I could cut them out altogether, but nobody wants that. Okay, manifest implies an external display so evident that little or no interference is required, as in manifest hostility. External display so evident that little or no, so it's like it's so obvious you don't need anybody else to come in and say nothing else. I don't really know how to reword that. Okay, patent applies to a cause, effect, or significant feature that is clear and unmistakable once attention has been directed to it, as in patent defects. They're very obvious, right? Cause, effect, or significant feature that is clear and unmistakable. Yep, it's very obvious. Once you're aware of it, you're like, oh, well, clearly, you know, that clearly people, gladiators don't wear watches. That's patent. Distinct implies such sharpness of outline or definition that no unusual effort to see or hear or comprehend is required, as in a distinct refusal. Again, obvious is another good word. Obvious is one of them. It's the next one, actually. Such sharpness of outline or definition that no unusual effort to see, like a distinct figure in the moonlight. Obvious implies such ease in discovering that it often suggests conspicuousness or little need for perspicacity in the observer. I've seen that word perspicacity and I was struggling for a second, as in the obvious solution. It's so easy to discover that solution. It's conspicuous. It's right there in front of our faces. What is 2 plus 2? It's pretty obvious. It's 4. Apparent is very close to evident, except that it may imply more conscious exercise of interference, as in, for no apparent reason, no other apparent reason. We can't come up with any other reason than the one that we have. Plain, P-L-A-I-N, suggests lack of intricacy, complexity, or elaboration, as in, her feelings about him are plain. They're just right there out in the open. Clear implies an absence of anything that confuses the mind or obscures the pattern, as in, a clear explanation. I like to give clear explanations when I am re-explaining something. Alan Alda's podcast is clear and vivid because he wants it to be clear, to have nothing in the way of confusing the mind. Okay, that was evident and all of its synonyms. Next is evidential. Adjective from circa 1641. The synonym is the number one definition for the word evidentiary, or just evidentiary, which is the next word. But first I have to say, evidentially, that's the adverb for evidential. So what is evidential? Evidentiary. Is that another way to say this? Evidentiary? That's a weird one. Okay, this is an adjective from 1810. Number one, being, relating to, or affording evidence. As in, photographs of evidentiary value. Of evidentiary value. Because what's this value? They relate to, or they afford evidence. So they are providing proof to something. Those are the photographs. They are evidentiary because they are showing evidence. Number two, conducted so that evidence may be presented, as in an evidentiary hearing. We need this hearing so we can show the evidence. When else are we going to show the evidence? No, we need a hearing to do that. Oh, that changed. Evidently. That's the next word. Evidently or evidently. Guess that's another way. And especially for number two, the number two definition, it is often evidently. What's the difference? You're really emphasizing the dent, evidently. Otherwise, it's evidently or evidently. Okay, this is an adverb from 1609. Number one, in an evident manner. Synonyms are clearly and obviously, as in any style so evidently bad or second rate. And I don't know how to say this word anymore. That is a quote, by the way, from T.S. Eliot. Any style so evidently bad or second rate. It's so clearly bad or second rate. Number two, you would often say evidently. This is on the basis of available evidence, as in, he was born, evidently, in Texas. That is a quote from Robert Coughlin, or Coughlin. Don't know how to say that. It looks maybe Scottish. Evidently, he was born in Texas. As far as we can tell, the evidence is saying that he was born in Texas, and he talks like this, maybe. maybe a little bit of a Texas drawl. Let's see, anything else for this one? Nope, not really. It's all about evidence and being clear and obvious. So, we now have to move on to evil. First form, let's see, evil, that's how most people say. British, often in British and sometimes also in the US, people say evil. And as it's so evil that you would perhaps say it evil. This is an adjective from before the 12th century. And eviler, evilist, those are other forms. Oh, that person is eviler than that evil person. But that one over there, that is the evilest of the people. Okay, number 1A for evil. Morally reprehensible. Synonyms are sinful and wicked, as in an evil impulse. What's your evil impulse? I'm pretty sure that we all have evil impulses. Whether or not we act on those evil impulses, that's a whole other thing. Most of us don't. I don't think I'm alone in just like, oh, when you're sitting at a red light, I just want to drive. Like, even if there's cars coming, sometimes you just want to drive. Or, you know, that's pretty tame on the evil spectrum. But, you know, I think we all have evil thoughts sometimes. You're not weird. You're not alone if you have these evil impulses. I think it's perfectly normal. In fact, I think if you don't, maybe that's kind of weird. Okay, morally reprehensible. Yep, it's just not good morally. Good and bad. What's the difference? 1B, arising from actual or imputed bad character or conduct, as in a person of evil reputation. I can think of a few of those people. Arising from actual or imputed bad character or conduct. Oh, if you are doing this bad character or conduct, you are not being nice to people, you are stealing things, you are being greedy, you are not treating people properly or well, the way that maybe you would want to be treated. If people were treating you the way that maybe you are treating some other people, you would be like, whoa, why are you doing that? Oh, well, that's because we're just trying to show you how evil you are. Evil. Number 2A, this is archaic. The synonym is inferior. Ooh, interesting. Maybe the etymology will have a little bit to say about that. Inferior, not as good. Ooh, that makes me have some thoughts about this word. Okay, we'll get to more about that later. 2B, causing discomfort or repulsion, and the synonym is offensive, as in an evil odor. That odor is being so greedy, trying to take up all of my smells. No, it's not about being morally reprehensible. It's just about, like, yesterday, I'm recording this on March 28th at 7:14 a.m., and just yesterday, the podcast Ologies, had an episode all about disgusting stuff. So, I talk about odor and tastes and all those sorts of things. 2C, the synonym is disagreeable, as in woke late and in an evil temper. Woke late and in an evil temper. Woke late doesn't make any sense to me. Am I reading this correct? Woke late. So does that mean you woke up late? I missed my alarm. I woke up late. And I'm in an evil temper. My temper is disagreeable. I'm not being very nice. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. That's you could use evil in that way. I don't think I've ever heard it used that way. 3A, causing harm. And the synonym is pernicious. Was it in Willy Wonka? Was it the pernicious knids or something? They cause harm, as in the evil institution of slavery. Oh, that seems, the definition seems almost tame compared to the word evil and slavery specifically. Causing harm, yes. I feel like there's a lot more, though, right? The institution of slavery, it didn't just cause harm. It was so much worse than that. It was pernicious. Yeah, pernicious is like, I don't know, it seems much tamer than evil. 3B, marked by misfortune. And the synonym is unlucky. So it doesn't have an example for that one. Marked by misfortune, unlucky. Oh, that was some evil luck you had right there. I don't know. Need more context on that one. Evil, again, just the regular word, is also an adverb, but archaically. So back in the old days, you could use evil as an adverb, but these days, if you want to use it as an adverb, you would say evilly. That business person was doing their business evilly. Evilness, that is a noun. It's the first time I've seen an archaic use of another form of this word. Okay, what does the etymology say? It is from the Old English yfel, yfel, which is akin to the Old High German übel, which means evil, and that's it. The evil is just evil. But back in the day, I guess it meant inferior, which makes me start to think like, oh, well, maybe they felt inferior, and so then they went ahead and did some bad stuff because they were trying to compensate, maybe? I'm not sure. Interesting that it used to mean inferior. The second form of evil is a noun from before the 12th century. 1A, the fact of suffering, misfortune, and wrongdoing. This is a noun. So it's what? The evils of humanity? The evils? How would you use this in a sentence exactly? The fact of suffering, misfortune, and wrongdoing. 1B, a cosmic evil force is an evil. What's a cosmic evil force? Trying to think how you also would use that in context. Number two. Something that brings sorrow, distress, or calamity. Something that brings sorrow, distress, or that's an evil. The evil, I can't think of a way, but I've definitely heard this used. Something that brings sorrow, distress, or calamity. Just anything that does those things, that's an evil. That's it. I feel like my brain is doing worse. I feel like I'm doing worse at coming up with things. I don't know. Okay. Evil doer. Noun from the 14th century. One who does evil. I mean, it's right there in the name. You're an evil doer. You're doing evil. It's so much fun to do evil for this person. What's a Despicable Me? I guess he would be an evil doer. He's not, that his name isn't Despicable Me. Gru, I think, is his character name. Him and all of his friends like to do, they like to be evildoers. I am an evildoer, and I laugh like this. Evil doing. What's this, possibly? This is one word, noun from the 14th century, the act or action of doing evil. An evildoer is evil doing. The evil, they're doing some evil. They did some evil. Evil doing. So how do you even use that word in a sentence? Evil eye. Two words, noun from before the 12th century. An eye or glance held capable of inflicting harm. What? How can a glance inflict harm. Also, a person believed to have such an eye or glance. What if you looked at somebody and it caused them harm? Evil-minded. Two words with a hyphen. This is our last word. Evil-minded is the end of this episode. It is an adjective from 1531. Having an evil disposition or evil thoughts. Evil-mindedly is an adverb, and evil-mindedness is a noun. So an evildoer is probably evil-minded. Evil disposition or evil thoughts. Ooh, my thoughts are so evil. I have an evil mind. I'm not going to act on my evil impulses. No, no, no. I will not be an evildoer. I will not be evil doing. Weird word. Okay, I think it's time to pick a word of the episode. We had today evidence, evident, evidential, evidentiary, or evidentiary, evidentiary. Maybe that's how it's said. Evidentiary. Evidently, evil, evil, evil doer, evil doing, evil eye, and evil minded. Well, I mean, all the words today were all about either evidence or evil. That's it. That was it. Maybe I want to pick evil eye. Because, you know, I don't think that it's literally causing harm. Usually when you're given the evil eye or getting the evil eye, and why am I getting so much static on this thing? It's like, I put my thing on do not disturb so there shouldn't be any signals being sent. Anyway, I don't know if you're hearing it, but evil eye, you're not literally causing harm when you give the evil eye, when you're evil doing the evil eye, but it's more just like, oh, that I didn't like that look. That made me very uncomfortable. Why am I getting the evil eye? Why am I getting the evil eye from your face and your eyes? Why are you looking at me with the evil eye? I don't like it. Please stop doing it. It makes me uncomfortable. All right, that was fine. Let's now talk about a movie. What is next? Oh, Love Lies Bleeding. We watched Love Lies Bleeding because it looked really interesting. And I think it's set in the 80s, and there's people working out and trying to be buff and do the bodybuilder. Yeah, that's what it is. They're bodybuilding. But there's a whole other sort of thriller story, and I think they had a big rug budget. I won't even say what that's all about. It's an adult movie, so there's some sexy stuff in there if you enjoy that. And it was a fun movie, a little weird at times, but it was interesting. Okay, that is all I have to say to you today. Don't give anybody the evil eye. Don't go doing any evil doing. Don't be an evil doer. Don't be evil minded. That's what I want to say. What purpose is there to be evil? Are people actually evil? I don't know. We like to use it. Anyway, don't be evil. This is the end of the episode. Thank you very much for listening and watching on the YouTube. And until next time, this is Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.